from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Calls for the mudslinging to stop ahead of St. Lucia's elections. Jamaica's opposition leader refuses to testify at a commission of inquiry. And why the cost of fish is causing waves in Antigua. I'm Emma Joseph and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A record 5 parties in St. Lucia will nominate candidates tomorrow for next month's general elections. 7 women are expected to be among them, the highest number ever to contest an election on the island. But the main concern of many St. Lucians is that personalities, rather than economic and social issues, are dominating the run-up to polling day. Pete Ninval is in Castries.
St. Lucians refer to it as Mauvais Langue, Mépui, or Mal Parler. And all 3 words convey the same idea, mudslinging that's threatening to bury the main election issues ahead of the December 3rd poll. Each political party blames the other, while claiming that their own hands are clean. Political scientist Dennis Springer feels this is a real shame, because St. Lucians need to have the bread and butter issues explained to them, especially in a time of economic uncertainty.
We should be concentrating on the main things, like crime, you know, like the economy after the election, with what is going on in the world today, you know.
Prime Minister Dr. Kenny Anthony at a news conference today, however, was of the opinion that this election campaign has not featured